producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. I'll tell you what, when I die, I want to be reincarnated as Luke Vargas. This guy is everywhere. I'm serious. Now, you know where he's joining us from? The Hague. Unbelievable. Luke, you're at the Hague. Tell us what it's like.
I hear so much about this place, doing my reporting from the United Nations. It's funny, I'm not really here for official United Nations business in any way. I guess tomorrow I'd be able to see an ICC International Criminal Court hearing for a Darfur rebel leader, but I actually won't be doing that. I'm here for two reasons. One was to attend the awarding of the International Children's Peace Prize, which was midday on Tuesday. I decided to fly from London over here to see that. It was awarded. It's basically the top honor that can be given to someone under 18 years of age. And I guess, you don't think of that as being such a huge distinction in some ways. Say, kids can't really do that much. But I've looked back at the people who've won this award for the past 10 years. It is an extremely distinguished roster of young people. Many of them are over 18 now. Malala actually won this prize last year, so there are some big names here. And an American won for the first time this year. She's from the Philadelphia area. Her name is Neha Gupta. She's extraordinary. She has helped over 25,000 orphans in India, and I've got to know a lot about her just in spending a day here. But the other reason that I came here was because I was given an opportunity to interview the winner of the Nobel Peace Prize this year, not Malala, but the other guy, Kailash Satyarthi, who became very famous for creating a pretty radical group at the time that would essentially jailbreak children out of forced labor environments, going into factories where children are essentially being worked as slaves. And rescuing them. He became extremely well renowned within a pretty small community. And ever since winning the Nobel Peace Prize in early October, he's become, by all accounts, a celebrity. I've read these news articles that say he had 100 followers on Twitter before he was announced as the prize winner. And now he's got 50,000. He really is an extraordinary guy. So I have an interview up with him on the talkradionews.com website now. It's not very newsworthy, but I knew that going into it, and we had a rather philosophical conversation. And, just pulling back from the news for a second and thinking about my life as a journalist, it is one of the privileges of this job that not every interview I conduct needs to be geared towards today or tomorrow or yesterday. It can be something for the record, something that I'll be so happy to look back on in 10 years. And, I really do believe he said some things in our interview that, may be things that people want to quote. I mean, in fact, during, he presented this award to this year's International Peace Prize winner and actually mentioned that he had interviewed someone for the radio earlier and had this novel question posed to him.
Wow.
He thought of something in a new way. So the people organizing the event, came over to my chair and poked me and said, oh, that's so cool. So anyways, it's been a real privilege to be here in The Hague, my roundabout answer. And your listeners can go on talkradionews.com to see all of the coverage I've had from here.
Yeah, and we will do that. Tell us, though, before we send everyone there, what was the coolest nugget that you took out of that interview that just it was just the wow moment for you?
Well, I think it's interesting. He did not know much about the person who was winning the prize this year, and I think that led him to say, I had been conducting interviews earlier this past week at the United Nations with some development individuals involved in East Africa and Somalia in particular. And that's a country where the United Nations script of aid, basically, where you give direct food assistance, is sort of being rejected. People are saying, in this part of the world where the climate is so precarious and there are these huge debt loads that the population takes on between seasons. We really just need to give direct cash assistance. But the world of development is still very much opposed to this. We almost, donors, for example, want to hold on to the power. We get really nervous when we are actually handing over power to people. And I posed this issue, dilemma, to Kailash Satyarthi, and he really said, I don't believe that the typical charity, I don't believe in it. I think it's an endless mission, and it's just fueled by jargon, and we need to stop giving things to people and finding ways to give people power and empowerment. And, you know, the girl who had won the prize this year, you know, had given a lot of things to kids in orphanages, and I don't think he would have disagreed with the you know, mission behind her work. But I found his comments about the broader sort of misguided ambitions of the charity sector to be pretty enlightening for someone in that high of a position now within that field.
Wow. You know, and segging back to Neha Gupta, what you were telling us about her from Philadelphia and what she did for the orphans, you said the number was staggering, like 25,000. What was she like?
She was really impressive, all the more so because she had told me that she got a concussion a few weeks ago falling on concrete and that she was, you know, having trouble keeping her thoughts together. And I felt terrible because I was her last interview of the day, and she had been subjected to all these bright cameras and all the lights and everything. She was extremely articulate. I have to say, as someone who grew up in the New England prep school world and is very familiar, including personally, with this rush to try to pad your resume with things, I was so pleasantly surprised to encounter someone who changed all my expectations. I mean, maybe, you know, she maybe is a diamond in the rough, and I certainly think that might be the case. But here's someone who, you know, I really didn't get the impression ever bragged about these awards. You know, is an American going to another country, but she's not and, you know, helps pound a concrete wall for a day and then takes a bunch of pictures in the Dominican Republic and flies home. It was just so refreshing to, and maybe very proud, frankly, as an American to be here. I didn't know she was going to win this award. In fact, one of the finalists, for this prize, who I thought might be getting the award, was, a boy from Russia who is openly gay and has been, the subject of a good deal of persecution in the country and is sort of the face of the youth LGBT movement in Russia. And I'm not sure if the reason he didn't get it was because these organizers didn't want to, you know, stir up some political controversy, but it seemed to me like that might be the sort of 2014 pick that would really ruffle people's feathers. But again, I was just so proud that she won this award, and she more than exceeded my expectations. And one of those really nice moments as a journalist where I don't feel terrible about clapping on the riser. I hate doing that during campaign events. And if someone who's holding a camera is cheering along with a speech, I say, why are you here? Go out and donate some money and be a volunteer. But it was sort of not a dry eye in the place on the press-wise riser, and that's always nice.
I love that. All right, Luke Vargas, get some rest from The Hague. Very cool. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Sure thing. Take care.
Bye-bye. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow.
Closer to home, as we continue to roll on through America tonight, you realize that 50 states are in freezing conditions. It's freezing in 50 states because temperatures have dipped that low, which is crazy. How often does that happen? Not too often. We get it when you get a first snow or when the plains are hit or the Northeast is hit or you've got a couple of areas that are slammed. But I think we're all shivering underneath these barely double-digit temperatures or single digits. I guess the people in the single digits or below have more reason to complain. It was kind of a chilly air, certainly, in Congress today, because Mary Landrieu, who was pushing for the Keystone Pipeline, did not get her way. Nope, 59 votes, so short for passage in the Senate. The Republicans used the time to say, you know what, this thing's going to pass. We're going to make it pass once we have full control. I don't think this is a shocker, but not good for Mary Landrieu, who's hanging on by a thread to her seat in the Senate and has that runoff election on December 6th. And it kind of looked that way in handicapping it, as we had talked to so many people in D.C., that the bill was going to die on the Senate floor. And so for now, the thing is toast, and it just gave another opening for the Republicans. The vote is just a little bit of a speed bump, I guess, if you will. The Republicans will swing at it again when they take control in January. As Mitch McConnell said, the incoming Senate Majority Leader, you know what, this is just an early item on the agenda in the next Congress. That's it. So really, it's a blow to the Landrieu campaign because she was basing a lot of this whole re-election thing in December in this runoff on the argument that, you know what, I can deliver the results. So for days she kept saying she had the 60 she needed to cross the procedural threshold, because that's what it is. But she fell one vote shy, one vote. Right before they took the actual vote, this was what she had to say. She said, this is for Americans, for American jobs, to build an American middle class. It'll create 40,000 immediate jobs, but not enough Democrats to choose her over their pro-environmental base. So they weren't going to abandon the environmentalists who are holding their feet to the fire. Instead, they abandoned her. And what does that say? They did not have her back. One vote shy. Now, Republicans did bounce back in a different way. In the other chamber, they guaranteed her opponent, Congressman Bill Cassidy, a seat on the Energy Committee. The House GOP had him sponsor their Keystone Authorization Bill, which was, of course, approved on Friday easily, 252 to 161. So talk about rubbing that old salt in the wound. Ooh, that was, definitely what Cassidy was able to do, saying, here we go. Look, a complete failure is what he described it as. As her time as the chair of the Energy Committee, because she was the chair, so she couldn't rally the support. People like California's Barbara Boxer said, forget the pipeline. It's harmful. The facts are the facts. This is what Boxer said. She said, if you're not a scientist, then be humble and listen to the peer-reviewed scientists. They don't have special interests. They don't have an interest in giving us information we should base our decisions upon, or they have an interest in giving us information that we should base our decisions upon. So she said that the project was like Keystone Extra Lethal Pipeline, that's what it should be called. So the Democrats weren't there. They didn't help. They didn't push Landrieu into the position where she needed to be. Doesn't mean she'll still lose in December, but with that one vote off and the promises she was making the people of Louisiana, let's put it this way, it's not looking good. So the strategy worked for the Republicans because they were able to, heave it on to her since she didn't get the amount that she needed. So now it goes back in January for sure. And personally, I think this, we've had many, many people on, and really, I think you look at all sides of it, and we looked at all sides of this. And if you look at what happened just a couple of years ago with all the environmental studies, I just don't see why they don't forge ahead. Now, I take a lot of grief in my circles off the air for saying that, but I support the pipeline. I mean, especially with moving it in the direction they did around the thick areas in Nebraska where there was so much of a protest over it and watching the groundwater tables and whatnot. I mean, listen, folks. Not to be Bambi, there's no deer in the headlights here. We got pipes all over the place, which doesn't mean that I want any of us to be victims of any kind of an accident. I just feel very secure in what I had seen and what I looked at with the reports of the environmental studies that were available to everybody and seemed like it was going to be, boom, rubber stamped. But things changed with the BP spill and then environmentalists really pushing and about the pipeline. First it was all quiet, and then all of a sudden there was a big push. So that made a huge difference. All right, a lot of people went to sleep after listening to this show, after hearing other shows maybe earlier in the day. Of course, the attack didn't happen till late. But the attack on that synagogue in Jerusalem, absolutely horrific. I mean, you picture this. Let me give you a snapshot. You got books with prayers in them ripped open, splattered with blood. You have the sacred vestments, in other words, what would be worn, just shredded. And you had dead bodies in the sanctuary at the synagogue in Jerusalem. How horrific. Five people killed. And we told you about the people being killed on our previous show as it was happening. But the full impact of this, and I know I've said this before, it's like with these shootings and these brutal things that happen in a church, in a synagogue, in a place of worship, there should be some sanctuary, for goodness sake, no matter where you are. That should be a safe place, no longer in the world we live in. Schools, same thing. These school shootings, crazy things that happen to kids at school, unbelievable to me. And even the workplace. How is that possible? You go to work, you don't even know somebody that is a contracted person or someone that works in a different part of the building, and they're suddenly coming back to kill people. Now in Jerusalem, when we're talking about the West Bank, and we're talking about the Palestinians and the feelings between the Palestinians and the Israelis, there's got to be, to me, a few areas where you just don't go there. And the synagogue is one of them. So rabbis gathered to ask God and to bestow blessings upon their troubled land is what they did, and did it very publicly. An Israeli police officer and four rabbis were killed, including an American whose family is considered rabbinical royalty. So you have the slaughter in West Jerusalem. It, I mean, just really, really struck an unbelievable chord, as it should have. I mean, any terrorist attack sets us off, I believe. But to attack people while they're praying, that is just the lowest of lows. I mean, the lowest of lows. So both sides in this endless fight that goes on and on and on have, by the way, attacked people at prayer. But you have to go back a long time for the last time that that happened on the other side. Still, I mean, as I say that, it was in the 90s, in the early 90s, when a Jewish extremist murdered 29 Palestinians who were worshiping. And in 2002, a Palestinian extremist attacked a Passover Seder. If you remember that, that was a terrible one, killing 30 people. And so here we go again. The fuse is lit, my friends. If the inferno wasn't already burning, the inferno is absolutely going full force now. Absolutely. The Palestinian Authority Prez Mohammed Abbas condemned the attack, but Hamas and other Palestinians praised the terrorists, identified by the cops as two cousins from East Jerusalem. Awful, awful stuff. Where are we headed? If you want to throw in your two cents, you certainly can on the Keystone Pipeline. Is this for Landrieu? Is she toast? Will the Republicans get it through? Or is there the power of the pen in January, probably? 855-266-5283. Meet you in a few.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com. Go to guns80.com. That's guns, the number 80.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
In 1965, this is the sound. One more time. One more time. One more time. Where is the sea? And a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag.
I just glossed over the fact that so many of us are freezing. Thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. But how about the fact that you had a little bit of a coating, a frost coating, for some in Florida? Yeah. Snow covered most of the ground in the high, in some of the higher elevation areas, which is rare, I will say. There is a place called Florida, Massachusetts. Did I trick you? Somebody said that to me today. They called me up. Did you know that Florida and some of the higher areas, and then, you know, the elevated areas, they had some snow? No, I didn't know that. Yeah, Florida, Massachusetts. Boy, talk about confusing, huh? So I was talking to somebody today in Massachusetts, and they mentioned that was kind of the joke that was going around, that in portions of Florida, boy, they got slammed with a little bit of snow. Certainly the cold temperatures, like so many others of us. And, of course, in higher elevations, the snow was there. And that happens to be a place where there is a little bit of a higher elevation. They're on top of a kind of a, you know, Berkshire County, which is kind of, it is a mountainous area. And so that's one of those little places that's tucked inside of it. And the idea of snow is great on the holiday, isn't it? If you could just direct it right around the whole Christmas time thing, I think it'd be probably more people would be amenable to it. Just they don't want to get dumped on now, and then Christmas comes along and they're not getting much snow then. But it's looking like we're going to continue to see some pretty rough stuff. In fact, whenever you have a snowstorm in some areas of the magnitude that we saw, I think because of the snow that you can't see, you know, the sound, the snow that just pounds you when you're driving the windshield and you're trying desperately to see, Buffalo, New York, you know, they're no stranger to what happens when you have, you know, snow practically all season long. But they say that four deaths were directly related to the snowstorm in that area. And one of them was one of those freak accidents. And the others were caused by cardiac arrest. And I mentioned that whole thing of not being able to see. And, you know, what happened is a car that gained traction, backed up, pinned a guy behind a high lift in a car, and he died, you know, 30-year-old guy trying to help somebody, and they didn't see, and then the whole backup thing happened, and there was just so much snow, and the visibility wasn't great. So then they started to tell people, look, if you're stuck, stay in your car until you're rescued. You know, we saw this in some other areas last year where people got out of cars and they started to walk. And of course, that's where the danger comes in. Somebody doesn't see them, and then they get hit or backed into, and somebody else tries to stop. And that was the case in that one situation in Buffalo, unfortunately. But other than that, you know, people are hanging on, just trying to get as warm as they can, and hoping that, you know, the warmer temperatures will follow with a little bit of this snow. Because the other thing it means is that it's, you know, time to turn on the heater. Then it's that whole oil debate, and in the Northeast especially, but also in parts of the Midwest, you see your bills soar because suddenly now you got the whole heating oil thing to contend with. But, you know, what are you going to do? Sit there and freeze? In Michigan, it's pretty cold. Tomas could probably attest to that. Hello, Tomas. Hey, Tomas.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I gotcha.
All right, yeah, it's been snowing for like 3 days here. Heavy, oof. Heavy, heavy.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it's winter. I'm dreaming of a white November and December and January and February. It's heavy duty. But
so let me ask you that. When that happens, Tomas, do they, because, you know, every place is different, you know, growing up outside of Philly, I mean, you just needed a couple inches and the schools were closed. People are hardier in the Midwest. Have they closed schools or anything, or no, not really?
Today they closed. They had, yeah.
They did, yeah.
They did. They've gotten a little bit quicker with the closing. You know, it's just people get softer, I guess, over the years, you know. But last year we had, you know, record-breaking snow in Detroit and close to that in the rest of Michigan. So I think people over here now have you know, they remember last year, so they're going to be a little bit more proactive. They'll be getting up on the roofs and then shoveling a little bit of snow off if it gets that bad, you know. And they'll stay on top of it, I think. Anyway, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I hope the Republicans stay on top of Obama, though, because, you know, I'm worried about this executive action that he's going to take to allow, you know, 5 million illegals to, you know, get some sort of residency or citizenship. And I don't think the Republicans should be waiting, you know. They shouldn't be reacting to it. They should be proactive also. And they should be, you know, they should take out a 30-minute TV ad and do like Perot did with the charts and show how, you know, with the liberal government in charge, you know, people on disability has gone from, what, you know, 5 million to 15 million, and people on food stamps has, you know, tripled or quadrupled, the highest in the history of the United States, and people have been getting, you know, unemployment for 99 weeks, you know, and then the percent of the population in the workforce is the lowest ever, and then the average wage is you know, going down. I mean, and they, if they list all these things, and then they say, and now the president of the United States wants to give 5 million jobs to people who are not even citizens here. You know, it's a no-brainer. I saw a little thing that Ann Coulter said the other day, and she said, do you want the minimum wage to go up? Then get rid of the illegals, because then the minimum wage will have to go up, because they're going to have to pay more to the shrinking workforce. That's just normal economics, right?
Right, meaning that this whole thing about Americans won't go and be in fields and pick fruit or pick, you know, the vegetables or whatever's necessary, they're going to have to raise the minimum wage. And also for some of these other jobs that they're being paid the lower wages for. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm all for, you know, I'm all for raising the minimum wage, because that starts a cycle. People start getting into automation. And guess what happens? People start inventing machines. And guess who builds these machines? We got to build the machines. So
Right. Instead
of somebody flipping burgers, they get a job building a robot or building a new machine. And that's what you want. That's the cycle that you want. You want to develop higher technology, and then you want to be able to have your young people take care of that technology, build it, repair it. That's how society evolves, you know?
Absolutely. But, job creation, and it is a cycle. I mean, you make a good point, because if one evaporates, the other is created. And if you do the handoff, then it works correctly versus stopping in the middle of it and messing up the cycle.
Well, I just think that, Republicans are letting Obama have the first
crack at it.
And I don't think they should do that. They got a lot of momentum on that election, and they need to say, look, Mr. President, the people no longer support you. All right? It's not who did not vote. No. It's who voted. Okay? Because if you want to go like that, even in the general election for president, only, 60% of the people vote on a great day. So that means,
right.
40% don't vote. So does that make your election illegitimate? No, we have to get out there. And you know what? Everybody's just sitting back and getting ready for Turkey Day. And it just takes, somebody like what Perot used to do. Remember, he made it really clear. He said there was going to be a huge sucking sound coming from the South. They're going to take all jobs. And that's exactly what happened. But anyway, Kate.
Yeah, Perot was right. You were right. Tomas, thanks. You have a great night, too. Tomas, you made some good points. You're right. That spot by Perot was brilliant. I mean, in fact, a lot of what Perot said, if you go back and look at his comments, are exactly what happened. He was not electable. He's the guy with the funny ears and the accent and whatever. He was not going to get elected. But, man, the points that he made were dead on right, like 95% of what he said. By the way, along those same lines of what Tomas is saying, Senate Majority Leader now, Harry Reid, is encouraging the president to keep acting swiftly and doing it now to come up with the executive order changing the immigration laws. In fact, Reid told a bunch of reporters who were hanging around at his weekly press conference this: I believe that when the president decides to do his executive order, he should go big. Big as he can, is what he said. He should do something as quickly as he can. Now, so that we can do something about it. And we, of course, know the government runs out of money on December 11th. And one thing, Tomas didn't say this, I think the Republicans feel that they're using this. There are some Republicans, Senator Ted Cruz being one of them, that want to use congressional powers to fund the government to try to roll back any executive action on immigration. So saying, okay, you want to do an executive action, then forget it. We're just going to go into this mode in hibernation where the government gets shut down. Stay with us.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Only thinks about the. You got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain. I'm looking at you.
Quick announcement here on the show. We've got an early tee off time for our Nail the Score. Nail the Score is coming up in our next hour in our final segment. We had to move it, so it's coming up in our next hour. Nail the Score. And also the following week we'll do the same thing because, of course, we smash into Turkey Day. It's funny, Tomas mentioned that people need to be focused on what's happening and wake up and smell the coffee, in other words, of what's happening in America. And I agree with him. The one thing I say about America Tonight, that's part of the reason of jumping into this thing, is my bigger frustration is not the labels of who, what party are you, and are you just following an ideology because you follow that ideology, or do you believe in it? But that, can't we be a nation that discusses things, and can't we be proactive? And why are we not voting? Why is the voting record so lame? I am all for making Election Day a holiday. Just make it a holiday the day we vote, because maybe that would spur on, and I think it would. I don't I don't feel confident enough to say that we'd have an incredible, crazy turnout all the time, but I think you'd have a better turnout psychologically. I just believe that. That, okay, this is the day to vote. We're Americans. Aren't we proud? Blah, blah, blah. Get involved. Know what's happening in your hood. Know what's happening in your state. Know what's happening in your nation and be a part of it. Be informed on the issues and vote the way that you feel, right? So I'm all for that. I've pushed for that. I've written before I was even doing the show. I wrote to several Congress folks about it, talked to some even when I was doing sports. But why doesn't someone ever push for that? Why don't we really try to make that happen? Regardless, it is about action instead of reaction, or it should be, because that's the problem with Washington. We always get reaction. I got some great reaction from COP back in my old territory, Jersey, where I mentioned the whole thing about, geez, now we're into the cold temperature, so it becomes that whole thing about heat, making sure that people who are economically challenged have heat and you don't have some terrible calls that you get, 911 calls, and, you know, the bills soar up and all that kind of stuff. And he says, we'll trade shrimp for heat. One shrimp to 1 degree. Send heat. Yeah. You know, we get to the summer when we're boiling and we think, wow, could we have cooler temperatures? And what are we doing with the air conditioning units and how brutal is it when they go down? Then we swing into the cold weather. I mean, it's the yin and the yang, right? This is life. This is what we live with. But the fact that you have so many states cold at one time is unbelievable. I also have some interesting news that I was privy to. I don't know that many people are talking about this. The focus is so much elsewhere. But the Supreme Court is going to be hearing arguments on the Affordable Care Act case. This is big. The insurance subsidies, the last week of February or the first week of March. I'm not sure which one it's going to be because you have to wait for the court docket, but it's going to be one of them. So I am going to go to Washington to go to the Supreme Court. Then I would be able to get also reaction with the shows from the Hill on what the court, you know, the arguments, and discuss. I'll be able to discuss what happened with the people right there in Washington after the argument. So we don't know if it's going to be the end of February, because initially we were going there in January, but because of the Supreme Court deal, it'll be end of February or the beginning of March, which is terrific. We'll be right there at the Supreme Court while they're talking about this. It'll be a huge moment, this, you know, second or third biggest one, really, if you think about it, when it comes to health care. And especially the insurance subsidies, that is huge, needless to say. So I can't wait for that. That's one of the things swinging into 2015. And again, I'll remind you, Nail the Score coming up in our second hour, last segment. Speaking of that, we're making the final couple of turns here on this hour of America Tonight. And, you know, we've mixed in a couple of things, immigration and Mary Landrieu getting shut down on her Keystone Pipeline vote. And if anything, that was a procedural deal. And just she could have said, okay, listen, I got the votes, isn't this great? And I'll show you this is how I feel, because, yes, I'm a Democrat, but it would create 40,000 jobs, and I'm all for it, baby. I'm backing this pipeline. But the Republicans were smart enough to throw it Cassidy's way in the House. So that's not looking good for her. Doesn't mean she's going to lose the election. But let's put it this way. If you're counting on more than your fingers, it's probably most likely that this bill dying in the Senate is just a final nail in her coffin for her seat, for her Senate seat. So she ushered in during, you know, on the coattails of Obama and all the excitement over that and what was happening then, to the difference of where he was at, where the nation was at in 2008 going into 2009 to now, what we see. And the coattails just aren't what they were for the prez. In fact, speaking of the president, remember the whole thing about John Boehner saying he was going to sue Obama? Well, he's following through anyway, hiring a third lawyer, a third one, to sue the president. So House Republicans are hoping that, well, maybe this time, you know, the whole thing about it comes in threes or threes a charm or whatever. So two Washington law firms backed out of commitments to represent the Republicans in their legal challenge, right? Boehner hires another one on Tuesday, a guy named Jonathan Turley, who is a George Washington professor, but an expert on constitutional law. And, of course, he's a legal analyst. You've probably seen him on the tube. He's been all over the tube. And he's going to represent them in that suit. And, you know, the House Democratic leader, Nancy Pelosi, criticized it, saying that Turley was a TV lawyer in a press conference and criticized Boehner for using taxpayer money to pay for the litigation, which, sad to say, that is true. The money is coming from your pocket and my pocket. So where does it, here's my problem with it. Okay, if you're going to do it and you're going to spend the money, well, then just keep going. Then come up with the grounds, the reason, and go for it until it's tossed out. Don't just willy-nilly grab some people up to be a part of it. Then they quit and you're stuck in the middle of this. You know, it's like you're canoeing upstream. It's ridiculous. The House voted mostly party lines, mostly, not all, in July to approve that lawsuit. A lot of people forget that, against the president for unilaterally making changes to Obamacare. That's why this is significant. So Republicans backed the delays the administration approved last year, some of them. They say it was Congress's job to change the law, but House Republicans had really a lot of trouble retaining a firm because of the political issue, the blowback on it. And in D.C., there's a ton of that. Now, now we've got new enrollment opening up at healthcare.gov. So you've got the House Office of General Counsel. They would represent the House in court, but the resolution that passed this summer gives the Speaker that authority because of that to hire an outside lawyer or lawyers to finalize what the legal strategy is and then file the formal complaint. Now, some people would look at this and say, you know, here we go again. This is part of this, the Republicans' case to go after maybe even a little bit more. And they could respond to any executive action the president takes on immigration. So now there could be a real reason for this as well to add this. But is there enough constitutionally that the federal courts would even take it up? They would even take up the Obamacare case? I don't know. Because the burden really is on the House to demonstrate that they were damaged as a group, as an institution, by the president's action. That's the basis for the lawsuits. Ay, 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 ay. Thanks for listening.
With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the
the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.